Earth travels to Southeast Asia to investigate the environmental impact of prawn farming tonight at 9 o'clock. In a moment, though, comedy in conversations from a long marriage.
On BBC Radio 4.
You're different.
Of course I am.
I like that about you.
The iconic novel, Porgy, updated.
He's coming, Porgy, he's coming for me.
You'll have to kill me first.
A musical love story featuring new music by the acclaimed producer, Swindle.
Yeah, it's on now.
Performed by the BBC Concert Orchestra. Bess loves Porgy. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, beginning on Saturday afternoon at 3.
And talking about people in love, our comedy now on Radio 4, where everything is making Roger grumpy.
Conversations from a Long Marriage.
By Jan Etherington.
Starring Joanna Lumley.
And Roger Allen.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea.
Episode 4, Every Little Thing.
The things we do for love. The things we do for love.
Ooh. Lovely fire.
Thank you. I'm burning final demands and clothes catalogues. Cheaper than turning on the radiators. Do you think I should get up and poke it?
No, it's fine. Just relax. Oh, I love evenings like this. No plans. Doing nothing. Just us. Easy.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Exactly. No need to talk. Just being warm and comfortable together.
Ow! The spring's finally gone on this chair.
Why don't you join me on the sofa then?
I thought we were doing nothing.
We are. And you're the only person I can do nothing with.
They should be here soon.
Who? Geez, we're not expecting anyone, are we?
The new chairs. They'll be arriving shortly.
You ordered the new chairs?
Yes, the ones we've talked about for perishing months.
Talked, yes, but that's not the same as making a joint decision.
No joint decision was in sight. And in my experience, endless consultations slow down almost every purchase in this house, so that sometimes it doesn't happen at all. And I'm tired of sitting on a wonky spring.
The wonky spring is only on your chair.
And my comfort is of no consequence.
You didn't tell me you were actually going to order them.
Of course I didn't, because that would have meant another month of faffing about and comparing colour swatches.
Oh, so what colour are these chairs that you ordered independently?
The colour you liked.
Which was?
A sort of sludgy terracotta.
There were two sludgy terracottas. Which one?
Your first preference.
What was it called?
Oh, sludgy terracotta number one? God, I don't know. It'll be fine.
You better hope so.
Oh, I do. Very much. So, do you want to watch the Galapagos doc?
No, thanks. I don't want to do anything. Just gaze at the fire. And you, darling. We could maybe have a little doze.
I don't want a doze. I think I'll watch it.
No, don't. I want to watch it.
So let's watch it now.
No, I don't want to watch it now.
Why not?
Because I want to do nothing now with you.
Right. Okay. So when do you want to watch it?
Sometime.
Sometime when?
Just sometime, okay?
All right. How about a game of poker? Texas Hold'em? I'll get the cards.
Forget what I said.
What did you say?
I was wrong. You're the only person who can't ever just do nothing.
Ah. That must be the bell for the end of round one.
It's my new ringtone. Oh, it's Penny. Haven't heard from her for ages. Hi, Pen. How are you? Hang on 2 secs. We're just having a fight. No, you're right. Nothing's changed. I'm just going to have a quick chat with Penny.
Oh, you don't do those. You'll be gone for an hour at least, leaving me under instructions to do nothing, staring at the fire, silent, lonely, abandoned.
OK, so while I'm talking to her, why don't you watch something appallingly blokey?
Great idea. Hadn't thought of that.
Good walk. Did Amy meet that lovely spaniel she played with yesterday?
Nigel has put his bin out early. Again. It's Monday, and the collection day is Thursday.
I know that.
So does he. But it doesn't stop him putting his bins out years before he should, every bloody time.
He works all week in London at the moment.
No excuse.
Well, yes, it is. He's not here on Thursday, so he can't put them out, can he?
He could get someone else to put them out on the right day.
Who?
Karen next door?
She doesn't like him because he shouted at her children.
Someone else, then?
Well, you could offer to do it.
I don't like him either.
Nobody likes him.
Because he leaves his bins in the street.
Have you spoken to him about it?
He's always in a hurry. Must have a drink soon, he smarms, before jumping into his Porsche and gunning it down the avenue.
Leave a note.
He won't do anything about it.
It's worth a try.
I am not going to leave a note because it gives him an excuse to ignore it and feel superior.
That's a very extreme analysis of a simple neighbourly exchange.
It isn't simple because he makes it complicated.
Maybe it's you that's doing that.
It's not me that started this.
Well, he didn't start anything. He doesn't even know he's upset you.
Most of the chaos in this world is caused by people who don't think about the effect their carelessness has on others.
Calm down.
I feel a rant coming on.
You've just had one.
Well, here's another. Brian's car alarm went off at 2 a.m.
I didn't hear it.
Perhaps you need a hearing test.
Oh, don't take your bad temper out on me. Did you get the bacon?
They don't sell streaky bacon anymore because there's no call for it. I said, I'm calling for it.
God, I hope you weren't rude to Katie in the shop.
I wasn't rude, I just told her the truth. There is a nationwide demand for streaky bacon.
It's happened. You're now officially a grumpy old git.
I've always been grumpy.
Bingate? Oh, good grief.
It's unsightly, bins in the street.
Stop it.
They've been nothing but trouble from the start. What's wrong with black bags?
Foxes tear them apart in 5 minutes and there's rubbish everywhere.
They're like bloody Daleks. They even sound like them, trundling along. And they're multiplying. Nigel's got 4 now.
So have we.
They're almost certainly mustering. And one day they'll take over and exterminate us.
You're talking rubbish. Literally.
Right. I'm going to put his bin back inside the gate.
No, don't. That's provocative.
I feel provocative.
If it's inside the gate, the binman won't empty it.
Yeah. Let him see how that feels, coming home to a full bin. Revenge is mine.
Jeez, who are you? Bindiana Jones.
Oh, the agony.
Not just for you. You've been thrashing around for hours.
Oh, you finally noticed.
You're putting on quite a performance. Oh,
something doesn't agree with me.
That would be me most of the time.
I'm in some discomfort.
Well, so am I. You're kicking me with your restless legs.
I'm quite achy all over, but mostly down below.
You're not poorly. You just sat in a broken spring. Go to sleep.
I can't sleep. It still hurts. I said...
I heard you. Look, go and lie in the spare room, then.
Oh, right. I'm going. You don't need to worry about me anymore.
I won't.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's the idea.
The bed isn't made up in there.
Make a wish.
We've already said...
I thought you were in the spare room.
Good morning. And how are you today? Better in health than in temper, I'm guessing.
Did you sleep downstairs?
Yes. I heard Amy whimpering, so I came to let her out.
Oh, what's the matter with her?
She was obviously in some discomfort, like me. But unlike me, she had a kind person to look after her.
I'll ignore the acid reflex. But what happened?
She rushed out, ate lots of grass, threw up, had a pee, came back in and went to sleep.
Perhaps you should have tried that instead of moaning half the night.
Maybe I will next time. I'm sure the neighbours would enjoy the performance, might sell tickets.
And you've let her sleep on the sofa with you, which she's not allowed to do.
She needed a bit of comforting, remember that? Amy's all better now.
And what about you?
She's got a bit of heartburn.
Heartburn? You mean chest pains?
No, I mean heartburn.
Do you know the difference?
Yes.
You should take your blood pressure.
I have.
And?
It's raised a smidgen.
What do you mean, a smidgen?
You know what a smidgen is, a soupçon, a hint, a dash, barely at all.
Tell me you're systolic and diastolic.
I know about blood pressure, it's just a smidgen.
But if you're still in pain, you should phone the doctor.
No need, I've got an appointment for a checkup soon.
When?
In 3 weeks, first available.
Oh, jeez. And in the meantime?
In the meantime, I'm having a coffee. Want one?
That's not good for you if you've got heartburn. You should have peppermint tea.
He married a woman to stop her getting away. Now she's there all day.
What did you say?
I didn't say it, Philip Larkin did.
Oh, him.
Won't you tell me, where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good times gone?
Have you had another nap?
I just closed my eyes for a bit.
You're sleeping rather a lot.
I need to recover from all the arguments.
I'm concerned, that's all. I'm being nice. Are you feeling better, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you, darling.
Good, because tonight we've got Yvonne and Trevor coming to supper.
Who?
You don't know them.
Phrase that instantly ignites an overwhelming mood of pissed offness.
Well, no surprises there. Everything pisses you off at the moment. Bins, bacon, car alarms.
I think in the Tetchy Stakes, you are feather-spitting miles ahead of me.
Oh, what's the matter with us? We can't seem to agree on anything.
That's not true.
See? Sally says Peter's being really lovely at the moment and Al's taking Di to Croatia on a sailing holiday.
I can take you somewhere if you like.
I don't want to be taken somewhere. I'm not that needy or pathetic. I can take myself off somewhere if I want to.
Why don't you do that soon?
I'm just saying they're getting on as couples, but we're not.
Hang on, I thought we had a very good time upstairs last night.
Yes, well, that was all right.
All right?
But then you left the bathroom light on.
And you kicked off.
I did not kick off. I just pointed out, quite reasonably, it was still blazing.
You were clenched.
I definitely was not clenched.
I know your clenched voice, and here it is again.
It's true, I'm a bit fed up at the moment. It's just one thing after another. I've just had to pay extra for the new chairs.
Why?
Oh, they're coming from France and they won't deliver them because the duty's not being paid. It's all to do with Brexit, apparently.
Have you paid it?
Of course. I was doing the accounts while you were teaching Amy to choose the hand with the biscuit in it this morning.
Why didn't you tell me about it?
Well, why would I? It's just an annoying bit of bureaucracy.
Let me have a look at the paperwork.
No, it's not paperwork. It's just a text message from Customs and Excise.
Did it mention what's in this delivery?
I don't think so, but I know it's the chairs.
How?
Well, because we're expecting them.
Show me.
Oh, God, look, I've done it now. It doesn't matter.
Let me see.
Okay. I clicked on this link.
It doesn't mention what's in the delivery. And look, spelling mistake. Customs and Excise.
What are you saying?
It's a scam.
Oh, rubbish.
I'm afraid it is.
It can't be.
How much did you send them?
£51.40.
Of course. Odd amount. Looks more plausible than a round number. I'll call the bank. We'll need to cancel your cards.
Oh, no, that's a nightmare. Are you sure about this?
Absolutely certain.
But I'm not stupid, am I? Oh, I can't believe I fell for it. I'm always telling other people what to look out for.
Smart people get scammed too.
How do they know about the chairs?
They don't. But at any one time, millions of people in this online world are waiting for a delivery. They're just chances. Chances with very good odds.
You won't tell anyone I was scammed, will you?
Of course not.
I'm totally embarrassed and I'm furious with myself.
Don't be, darling. After all, it was me that ordered the chairs in the first place.
Yes, it was.
So it's kind of my fault you got scammed.
No kind about it. It is your fault.
Feel better?
Much.
I wish to stay forever. Blessing this vivid blue.
So, Trevor is an eco-gardener.
What the hell's that?
He creates gardens that are kind to the environment.
You mean he just lets the weeds grow?
And Yvonne has spent 20 years in local government. She's an expert on town planning.
Kill me now.
Look, I was sorry for them, and I kind of got trapped into asking them over. They're having major work done. Their house is being remodeled on carbon neutral lines.
Of course it is.
So, they've got no kitchen. And then they found a cesspit under the basement floor. She was tearful at Pilates.
I'm filling up myself.
Oh, and they're allergic to dogs, so we'll have to put Amy in the garden.
I'll sit out there with her. I'm allergic to local government officers and eco-landscapers.
Oh, come on, it's only one evening.
Which will feel like a year.
I've been struggling to find something they can eat. They have so many dietary requests.
Demands is the word.
I've done our favourite standby, the Ottolenghi salad, but left out the pistachios.
Best bit.
Because of Yvonne's nut allergy. Oh, no, just put out water tumblers. We don't need wine glasses because they don't drink.
But we do.
Well, not tonight, huh?
What?
They're our guests. We want them to feel at ease.
Works both ways. As far as I can see, they're not making any concessions for us, just assuming that we'll lock up the dog and completely change our diet.
Can you get out the blue and white side plates? No chipped ones.
Why don't we have a drink before they come? Don't think I can get through this evening without a glass of wine.
No, because this is one of our non-drinking days anyway, as you know.
I thought we'd forgotten about all that.
Absolutely not.
There's an exemption, surely, if we're having people round.
Not a chance. Monday to Wednesday, alcohol-free.
But we had a drink last night, and that was Tuesday.
Well, yes, but it had been a stressful day. And look what happened. You had heartburn. Just shows.
Just shows what? You think Bacchus's weaselly brother, the purse-lipped god of 0%, came down to smite me for drinking on a Tuesday, do you?
Very likely.
No, it isn't. There's no logic or consistency in your relentless mission to reduce my weekly units.
There doesn't have to be logic. You just have to do what I say. And put an extra plate out for Trevor. He's bringing his own hemp tofu.
Hemp? What's it made of? String?
Hemp seeds, apparently.
Ooh. Hope he brings enough for us all to try some.
Sarcasm is the lowest form of wit.
But the highest form of intelligence is the end of that quote.
Well, you can save the quips because they have no sense of humour. I told them my helium joke and it fell completely flat.
Flat? That's very funny.
It is, isn't it? On the plus side, I don't think they'll stay late.
I'll make sure of that. I'll come down in pyjamas with a toothbrush.
I haven't got any pyjamas.
I'll ask what time they want breakfast, which is what your dad used to do to us when we were snogging on the sofa.
He could be quite scary, even in his pyjamas.
They had an RAF logo on the pocket. That was pretty intimidating.
You certainly scuttled off sharpish.
I was quite glad to leave. You'd worn me out. And so it has continued through the years.
Oh,
what's the hug for?
Oh, we're happy, sharing a moment, being nice to each other.
Why does that sound ominous?
Right, it's 8:10. That's just fashionably late enough to be acceptable. Open the elderflower and start smiling.
Oh.
Oh, what's up? Heartburn again?
No, I'm just anticipating the horrors of the night ahead.
Now they're really late. I wonder where they've got to.
Maybe they've fallen into the cesspit.
What do you think we should do?
I think we should crack open the cab salve and put the pistachios back in the Ottolenghi.
But this is weird. Yvonne is always the first to arrive at Pilates, stretching on a mat before anyone else appears.
Maybe they've forgotten.
Yvonne never forgets things. She never makes mistakes. She'd never get caught by a stupid scam.
Oh, darling, you're not still beating yourself up about that, are you? Nobody's immune. There's always a first time.
Oh, she'll never get caught out. Something must have happened.
Perhaps Trevor's been rushed into A&E with a hemp tofu overdose.
I'm going to phone her, because they could still be on their way. You know, traffic, puncture. Yep, it's ringing. Yvonne, hi. Yes, it's me. I just wondered how long you'd be. You're on your way, aren't you? To us, for supper, of course. No, it's not tomorrow, it's definitely today. You saw me write it down at Pilates. We're waiting for you both with a lovely supper. Why don't you just jump in the car and... Oh, you've eaten already? Oh, shame. Well, what a pity we can't get together. No, I'm terribly sorry. You can't come to us tomorrow. We have other plans. Oh, yes, I'm heartbroken, too. Look, see you at Pilates on Tuesday. No, I was just kidding. Of course I remembered it's half term. Yeah. Yes, the week after. Yeah. Bye.
We don't have plans for tomorrow, do we?
Of course not. Hallelujah. Is there anything better than having an evening cancelled that you weren't looking forward to, but you didn't cancel yourself, and realising you are never going to reschedule it in a million years?
So you got the date wrong?
I did not get the date wrong. She did.
I thought you said she never gets anything wrong.
There's always a first time.
I said that. Let's put the lights out and go to bed. I'll get the cab salve.
No, bring the elderflower. It's still Wednesday.
Aha, but it's Thursday in Australia. You poked me.
Sorry, I'm trying to turn over quietly.
And not succeeding. What's the matter?
I was just thinking about things that might improve your sleep.
A little less conversation.
Have you heard about breathwork exercises?
You mean like Barbara Windsor in Carry On Camping?
Breathwork, not breastwork. Take your earplugs out.
I haven't got them in.
Well, in that case, you need to get them syringed or maybe have a hearing aid fitted.
What? So I can hear you haranguing me more clearly? No thanks. And if that's the end of tonight's heated exchange, I think I'll just go back to sleep. Good night.
No, that's the problem. Right there. I woke up thinking nice things about you and snuggling up and now we're back in Grouch City.
You accuse me of being deaf.
You just overreact to everything.
Look. I'm sorry I'm not singing in the shower and dancing in the street, but we all get fed up from time to time.
Are you fed up?
Sometimes. So are you. It's not normal for humans to be in a state of ecstatic happiness continually.
I'm not asking for ecstatic, just civil. Something's wrong. I want to know what it is.
We don't necessarily know why we have low periods and we can't always be jollied out of it.
OK, but it's taking a while and I'm just missing the laughter.
You and Barbara Streisand?
Yes, I know you better than anyone, and you should listen to me and not be sarky. This is not normal for you.
The mass of men live lives of quiet desperation.
Do they?
According to Thoreau. So I'm normal. If you wanted a chirpy chappy, you should have married Timmy Mallett.
I don't want to be married to Timmy Mallett. Although I did meet him once at a book launch, and he was charming. I want to be married to you most of the time.
But not now.
You're quite on edge at the moment. You need to calm down. Why don't you come with me to Pilates?
Because it's top of my never-gonna-happen list.
Pity.
And I couldn't manage it because, it seems, I'm practically immobile.
What?
I heard you talking to Penny on the phone.
When?
When I came out to get a beer.
That was last week.
I know.
I told you she called to say she and Mark were doing the coast-to-coast walk again 10 years after we'd all done it together.
Yes, but what you didn't tell me was what you said to her.
Well, what did I say?
That you didn't think I'd be able to do it because my knee wasn't strong enough. I had to overhear it myself. Hello?
Yes, OK, I did say that.
And then you told her how you missed those trekking holidays we all used to do down the Amalfi Coast and through the High Atlas in Morocco and how sad you were that I couldn't do them anymore.
And you've been brooding about that for a week.
Are you surprised?
Well, it serves you right for eavesdropping.
OK, leave me alone. I'll get over it.
Oh, darling, stop it. Of course I'm sad because I want to do everything with you, but in fact, I used you as an excuse.
This better be good.
I don't really want to walk the coast to coast again. I love Penny and Mark, and I'd much rather spend the weekend with them, enjoying lots of good food and wine than schlepping through mud, wind and rain. But I didn't want to say I didn't fancy it.
So you told them I'd never make it?
Well, we both know you have to go easy now.
We know, but I prefer it if you didn't imply to our friends I'm inches from being clamped to a Zimmer when I'm perfectly capable of walking a few miles unaided.
OK, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry that this has been worrying you for a week.
Mostly because it's true.
No, it's not. And we'll find other things to do together. In fact, we can do nothing together, and I'm happy.
Oh, not that again.
Oh, please don't bottle up things like that. It's bad for you. Look, Sally was telling me about box breathing. She got very stressed when Peter went off the rails. She actually did a breathwork course.
I think I've managed to breathe without lessons for 70 and more. What's wrong with just in and out?
It's how you do it. Now, hang on. I'll just download this. Oh, for goodness sake, why not?
What's the matter?
It won't let me install the app. Oh, my card has been declined. Can you believe that? It's ridiculous. Well, what's funny?
Two things. Firstly, it's ironic but hilarious that you're getting stressed about loading a relaxation podcast. And secondly, of course your card's been declined. We had to cancel it after the scam, remember?
Oh, hell. That stupid mistake keeps coming back to haunt me. I wish it had never happened.
I'm quite glad it did.
What?
I like it when you're vulnerable. It gives me a chance to be a protector, a comforter.
I'm supposed to be comforting you at the moment.
We can comfort each other.
Oh, who needs a podcast? Let's have a go at it. And I'm talking about breathing. So, lie completely flat. Now, breathe in through your nose for a count of four.
Done it.
Keep your mouth shut.
This is not helping me relax.
Start again. Breathe in for four and then out for four. And don't speak. Ready? Ready?
Hmm.
Are you ready?
You told me to keep my mouth shut.
Go. Well, what do you think?
I'm breathing. I don't think it requires serious analysis.
And if you keep doing it, you'll gradually notice the difference.
In what?
You'll be less of a grumpy old git. I think breathing deeply, lying beside each other, is very essential. Quite a turn-on, a kind of passive cerebral foreplay.
OK.
Let's try it. OK, synchronised breathing. And through the nose for four.
What the hell's that?
It's the bin men, of course, and possibly bin women. Ignore them.
At this time?
This is the time bin folk come. You usually sleep through it.
It's not Thursday already, is it?
Obviously, because the bin lorry's here.
Jeez, I forgot to put Nigel's bin out. I have to go and catch them.
They'll throw you in the back if you run out in those shorts.
Can't risk Nigel finding out I moved the bin.
Too late, he's got a doorstep camera, Karen says.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I don't know, just enjoying your discomfort.
That's it then. No point in bothering if he's seen me already on the door cam.
Oh, I doubt he scrolls for his CCTV when he comes home, unless there's something wrong with the house.
Or his bin hasn't been emptied.
It will be, because I put his bin back out when I took Amy for a walk last night, because I knew you'd forget.
Really? Honestly?
Truly, madly, deeply, and the rest.
You didn't tell me.
We weren't speaking after the bathroom light, Barney. That's why I took Amy out so late.
But you still dragged Nigel's bin onto the street to get me out of trouble.
I did it because I knew you wouldn't remember, and that would mean you'd be cross when you missed the dustman, and I've had enough of bloody cross.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sometimes I'm very, very glad I married you.
OK, that'll do for now. And breathe.
Reaching out, I touch another skin. He's breathing in. Deep inside, I feel my soul aflame. Can my life ever be the same?
Conversations from a Long Marriage
was written by Jan Etherington.
It starred Joanna Lumley
and Roger Allam.
It was produced and directed by Claire Jones
and was a BBC Studios production.
For just another day. For just another day. This love is something I will not forget. When I am far away. When I am far away. I feel the rainfall on another planet.
And you can join Joanna and Roger at the same time next week when they get an unexpected call from an elderly relative. And tomorrow night at 6:30, there's Humour and Wit as we delve into the life of David Sedaris reciting Pussy Toes, David's response to the death of his father, Lou. A reimagining of Carol Churchill's groundbreaking and celebrated play Top Girls opens this week at the Liverpool Everyman, which sets the play about female ambition and success across centuries and cultures in Merseyside. Front Row discusses the play's themes and its continuing impact 40 years after its premiere. That's at 20 past seven this evening. And before that, we're off to Ambridge after the news, where Nolitando goes on an intriguing tour in the Archers.
On BBC iPlayer.
Step right in. Perfect timing.
The East End is ever-changing.
What is this? Scooter.
The Order has entered the 1960s. Barely 8 years late.
But the midwives of Nanata's house are forever constant.
You've a home here now. And purpose. And people who love you.
Call the midwife.
We will be with you every step of the way.
Watch on BBC iPlayer.